Good afternoon and welcome to basketball here on KAKN and on, what was the station we're on down in Sandpoint West?
KSDP.
KSDP. Welcome to basketball here from the 2015 Bristol Bay Round Robin. We've got round two action today with the Togiak Lady Huskies taking on the King Cove Lady Rookies. Jeff Swanson here, joined by Wes Foster.
Wes, good morning.
Cold. Good morning. Good afternoon. Cold day here in Bristol Bay, but warm inside, and we've got lots of basketball coming your way now this afternoon.
You had mentioned that it was cold, and just as you said cold, I got shivers, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, fine day. Unfortunately, we got some bad news for our King Cove listeners. Samuelson has her jersey on, but she's just over there for moral support for the rookies, as last night I've seen her walking around the hallways of the school here, and she was hobbling very badly. So we don't think that she will be playing any at all tonight. And if she has any troubles with her knees, she won't be playing basketball much this year.
Well, we'll see about that, but probably not going to play here this afternoon anyway. Yesterday, both of these teams lost their games against Bristol Bay and Dillingham. So hopefully, you know, not hopefully, but one of them is going to get a win here this afternoon. Once again, it's the Togiak Lady Huskies taking on the King Cove Lady Rookies. We're going to start in just about a minute.
We would like to thank our sponsors for helping us be here today. Delta Western, Penn Air, Glacier Construction, Alaska Sportsman's Bear Trail Lodge, Hilltop Christian Fellowship, CNC Heating, Worldwide Fuel, Bristol Bay Cellular, Leader Creek Fisheries, NEA, Naknek Community Bible Chapel, King Flying Service, Al Lou's Bed and Breakfast, D&D, Bristol Bay Borough, all fine sponsors of our presentation of our 2015 Round Robin Tournament here in Naknek.
Got a full schedule today. This is the first game, King Cove and Togiak Girls. At 5:30 tonight, that ought to be a really good game right after this one. Togiak and Manicotic Boys, two very quick, very athletic teams. That'll be fun at 5:30. 7 o'clock tonight, the Bristol Bay Girls take on Dillingham. And at 8:30, it's the Bristol Bay Boys and the Dillingham Boys. So four ball games again here this afternoon and evening. And we'll be carrying all four of those on KAKN, just this first game on KSDP. We hope the folks down in King Cove, Sandpoint area will enjoy hearing the basketball game this afternoon. Glad to bring it your way. Both teams have been warming up for quite a while, and we've got 8 minutes on the clock, and we're just about ready to go. Looks like the starters for this afternoon's game. Wes, you've got those down?
For the King Cove rookies, we will hopefully see Newman out there, number 20, 21, Kazakin, number 11, Utek, 41, Calver, and we are correct with number 10, Mack. For the Togiak Huskies, Upton, number 2, Wassily, number 3, 21, Andrews, 23, Blue, and Shannon Williams, number 32.
Looks like it'll be Kaylee Calver jumping against Aaliyah Upton.
Huskies are in white, and the rookies are in a dark color.
Like black and yellow, or dark brown and yellow, can't tell for sure, but yellow numbers. And Nancy Lyon and Leslie Nashukpuk are our referees for the game. The tap is won by Kaylee Calver of the rookies. The ball comes off to
Newman.
Shannon Newman. And they'll run their offense. Looks like a zone defense here by Togiak in the early going. Pass comes inside to Mack. She puts up a shot. No good. The rebound taken down by Upton. Up to a nice bounce pass. Tried to get it underneath there to Wassily. Kara Wassily, and the pass is stolen away by King Cove.
We do have a correction. Number 14, Brandel, is in there for the rookies.
So on that nice steal, it'll be King Cove ball. There's a three from the corner by Shannon. No good. Rebound down to King Cove. Chanel Newman. Got to get that name right. Chanel Newman was the one that missed that three-pointer and missed the shot, and the ball will belong to Togiak. Pass comes in to Shannon Williams. Gives it off to Teresa Blue. She'll dribble with the left hand, switch to the right hand, and she crosses midcourt. A little bit of pressure by King Cove. Oh, there's a pass from Blue. Tried to get it into Shannon William and went right over her head and out of bounds. A little high on that pass.
Last night it took a little bit of minutes to get Potogac to get acclimated to the court. They lost to the Bristol Bay Angels handedly 61-28. It took them a half of a game before they really got on track.
There's the shot up by
Brandel.
Brandel, and she misses the shot, and the rebound comes down once again to Togiak, and it'll be Williams bringing it down for the Huskies. Holds up her hand. She's calling some kind of play to Blue on the corner to Wasley. Out front to Upton. Right side, Teresa Blue. It's like a zone defense for King Cove as well. Long one put up by Blue is no good. Nice rebound down by Brandel. Passes to the right side. It goes out of bounds. Looks like it's off the hands of one of the Togiak players, so it'll belong to King Cove underneath their own basket. It'll be Newman. Laps the ball, looking to get it into somebody. And finally does get it into Mack. Chantel Mack way out front. Kazakin for three.
Whoa.
And that one's good. Nice shot by Peyton Kazakin, and that's the first points of the afternoon. 3-0 King Cove after the nice three-pointer by Peyton Kazakin. It's a pass underneath to Kara Wasley. Shot put up, no good. Rebound on the floor. Teresa Blue comes out of there with it for Togiak. Now she has the ball stolen away. Here comes Peyton Kazakin with the steal. Ooh, and a collision right out at the free throw line with Teresa Blue, and they're going to call a blocking foul on Teresa Blue of Togiak. First foul of the afternoon.
Teresa Blue sparked the Togiak Huskies in the third quarter last night. She came off the bench at the beginning of the third quarter to score 6 points to get their scoring back on track.
Emily Brandel inbounds it to Calver, fires up a three-pointer, no good. Rebound down to Togiak. There's Charity Andrews with the ball, driving the left baseline. She stopped, has to throw it back out front to Teresa Blue. Blue on the high dribble. Guarded by Brandel. It's on the right side now to Shannon William. There's a long three-pointer by Shannon. It's no good, and a nice rebound down there by Mack. He dribbles across the floor, almost lost the ball. Now gives it off to Newman, back to Kazakin, and King Cove will set up their offense. Nice pass underneath to Calver, puts up a shot, no good, gets her own rebound, throws it back out to Chantel Mack. And once again, it'll be Kazakin over to Newman. Little shot, up and in. About a 15-footer, just a couple feet inside the three-point line over on the right side. And that one's good. Chanel Newman has two, and it's 5-0 King Cove. Charity Andrews with the ball. Way out front to Teresa Blue. Nice pass inside. Shannon Williams turns and shoots, misses. The rebound taken down by Kara Wasley. Off to Teresa Blue, drives the lane, puts up a shot, no good. Another offensive rebound and shot by Kara Wasley for Togiak, no good. Here comes the rookies the other way. Pass ahead to Newman. She gives it off to Brandel. They set it up back outside. Oh, and there was a dropped ball by Newman. Unfortunately, she dropped it on the out-of-bounds stripe.
On the far side, sideline.
So it's going to go back to Togiak. Togiak has gotten some shots off here but hasn't scored yet. We've played about 3.5 minutes. It's 5-0. King Cove with the lead. On the dribble, Shannon William for Togiak. Bounces it inside to Blue. Back to Williams. Now inside. Nice pass inside there to Upton. Upton shoots and misses. Gets her own rebound. Ball scrambled for, and Togiak will have it again. There's a pass over to Upton. Three-pointer just off the rim. Rebound down to Newman for King Cove. Here they come. Right down the middle of the floor. Passes back out to Kazakin. Kazakin has the ball taken away now by Charity Andrews. Here comes Charity for Togiak. Turns in the lane, shoots, and she's fouled. Didn't score, but she's going to shoot two free throws. It's going to be a foul on Peyton Kazakin, and it's going to send Charity Andrews to the free throw line to shoot two. 5-0, King Cove with the lead. 3:42 to go in the first quarter.
Togiak still trying to find their footing on this court early in the game. Some teams it takes all the way into the third quarter like they were last night to get a few points on the board. So hopefully the Huskies will make a run of it.
Charity Andrews hits her first free throw. She's got one more. It's 5-1 now. King Cove with the lead. One More for Charity Andrews. She eyes it, puts it right through. Nice shooting by Charity Andrews from the charity stripe. It was named for her, I think.
Full court pressure now being applied by Togiak.
Newman gets it into Calver, and the pass ahead is stolen by Shannon Williams of Togiak. So the press very effective now for Togiak. There's a little baseline jumper by Charity Andrews. No good, knocked out of bounds, and it'll stay in the possession of Togiak here. Kara Wassley will inbound it. Kara slaps the ball, throws it in to Charity Andrews, out to Teresa Blue. They leave her open. She thinks about the three, but just doesn't pull the trigger. Back up front to Shannon Williams. Tried to get it into Upton. Two players for Togiak kind of fought for the ball. Finally, Upton has it. Shoots, misses. Ball's on the floor. Rebound down to Charity Andrews. Now she's going to fire up a long shot. Just off the rim, no good. Rebound down to Chantel Mack. Oh, and the ball stolen away from her by Charity Andrews. And now there's a tie-up, and there's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to go to Togiak, so it'll stay down on the Togiak end.
Togiak really in there for those offensive rebounds have paid dividends as they continue to have the ball.
Teresa Blue, nice pass into Shannon Williams. Turnaround shot, no good. Can't really say that's a turnaround jump shot because she doesn't jump. She turns around and shoots, never leaves the ground. But it was blocked by King Cove.
Actually, the referee called her a double dribble before the shot.
Okay.
And that's what I see Togiak doing now. Not this time down, but the previous one. Two players were in the middle, and that's when you said they fought over it before they could even get a shot off. So I think they're starting to understand their plays just a little bit better so that they do not continue to lose the ball when both players think it's for them.
Yeah. Well, there's something not quite right with that offense if you got two players in the exact same spot.
Yeah.
You know, something timing's off or whatever. But had a little timeout on the floor, but we're going to start back up here with 3:02 to go in the first quarter. Still 5-2, King Cove with the lead.
And again, that full court pressure starting to pay dividends as the rookies have trouble getting it over the middle, but they finally do.
Newman gets it to Brandel. Brandel dribbles across half court, and Kuzakin's going to set up the offense. Now it's man-to-man defense by Togiak. Well, maybe not. Maybe it's zone. They were just grabbing people out front there. Kuzakin drives in the lane, left side to Brandel. Shot put up by Brandel, no good. Nice rebound taken down by Togiak here. It'll be Aaliyah Upton. Aaliyah drives the length of the court and loses control of the ball, goes way up high, and she puts her hand way up there to grab it, and they call her for carrying the ball.
You know, she had a good drive going there. I was waiting for her to stick it between the defense, but the ball is overinflated, I think, today.
Well, don't start a controversy there, Wes. We better check these balls and see if they're inflated properly. Here's Brandel from the baseline for King Cove. No good, but nice rebound back up and in by Chantel Mack. Nice offensive rebound. Mack has her first two, and it's 7-2, King Cove. Here comes Upton down the right side all the way to the baseline. Now has the ball knocked out of her hands, and it's nice defense by Brandel. But it'll go back here to Togiak as it went out of bounds. Upton throws it in to Shannon Williams. Zone defense now by King Cove, inside to Upton. Upton in the corner to Andrews, up and in. That was Charity Andrews for two. She's got 4 points in the game, and it's 7-4 now, King Cove by three. Trap, ball stolen away by Togiak on the press. Layup is missed by Shannon Williams, out to Kara. Kara Wassley shoots and misses, and the rebound taken down by Kaylee Calver, the senior for King Cove. Kuzakin brings the ball down.
Good opportunity missed there by Togiak, and without that full court pressure, Togiak would never have had an opportunity with that turnover, but this full court pressure is giving King Cove a little bit of fits right now.
Mack is going to sit back down, and into the ball game is going to be UTEC, Kiana UTEC. Yeah, the full court press is being effective for Togiak. There's Newman on the right side. Throws it across court to Kuzakin for three, and nothing but net. Nice shot, Peyton Kuzakin. And it's 10-4.
She's got King Cove with
the lead, yeah.
Two three-pointers by Kuzakin.
Just over a minute to go now in the first quarter. There's a long pass all the way down to Kara Wassley, inside to Upton. Little hook shot underneath. Misses the shot, gets her own rebound. Throws it in, stolen away here by Kuzakin. She's going to get it ahead to Calver. Calver brings it across midcourt. Gives it right back to Kuzakin. Drives into the lane. Out to Newman for three. No good. Rebound. Calver up and in by Kaylee Calver. And Kaylee has her first two of the afternoon, and it's 12-4. 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 12-4, King Cove with the lead. Here comes Teresa Blue right down the lane, lays it up, and, oh, just rolls off the rim. She's fouled. She would have liked to have seen that shot go. That would have been a chance for a three-point play, but she will have a chance to go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws.
Teresa Blue had 6 points last night. Like I said earlier, she came off into the third quarter and sparked the Togiak Huskies to a few more points on the ball game. So she's got that ability to put a few points on the board.
We should mention, while Teresa Blue's shooting these free throws, that if you're listening to the game down in Sandpoint or King Cove, if you'd like to watch it online, you can go to BBBSD. That's the Bristol Bay Borough School District, BBBSD.net/live. And you should be able to watch and listen to the game as it's streamed over the Internet. So Teresa Blue makes one of two free throws. And the second one she misses, but the rebound is taken down by Upton. She dribbles out, shoots a three, no good. Shannon Williams with the rebound, up and in. Nice job, Shannon Williams. And it's 12-7 with 20 seconds to go here. 12-7, King Cove with the lead. Kaylee Calver brings it down for the rookies, has the ball stolen away from her, and we're going to have a foul call. And go ahead, Wes.
Previous history, you have more troubles dribbling through a full-court press as opposed to passing. And you see that a lot in some of these girls' games, that they try to get it in there by dribbling.
5 seconds to go here. Kuzakin tries to get it to Calver. The ball knocked out of there, and the first quarter has come to an end. And it'll be 12-7 here, the lead for King Cove over Togiak. We'll just keep it right here. We've only got about 40 seconds until they resume play. We've got the coach for King Cove, that's Paul Barker, I believe is his name, talking to the referees. Got a couple of questions about how the game's being officiated. I think he's since Togiak started that full court press, his girls have had a little bit of trouble, and I think he's wanting some fouls, you know, for Togiak reaching in and that, because they're really playing aggressive on the on that full court press. So the referees give him a good hearing, and we'll see what happens as a result.
You know, and that's something that Togiak did come out with last night, is aggressive play. And since they've started this full-court pressure against King Cove, you can see them stepping up a little bit. First couple of times down the court, you know, they were running pretty good, Togiak was. And then all of a sudden, you see them walking down the court, and you kind of shake your head. I mean, it's only 3 minutes into the game and you're walking down the court already? Maybe it's just a little bit of a mind play. Who knows? But Togiak having full court pressure and starting to pay dividends.
Second quarter is ready to go here. It'll be King Cove ball to start the second quarter. Once again, King Cove leads it 12-7 after one quarter of play. And it'll be Newman to inbound it here. Chanel Newman. Gets it into Calver, puts up a long shot, no good. The rebound down to UTEC of King Cove. Back out front to Kuzakin. Certainly the height advantage here to King Cove, and they've been doing a good job on the boards. Newman with the ball on the right side. Guarded closely here by Kara Wasley.
Huskies playing really close, tight, man-to-man defense. When Newman picks up her dribble,
Kara Wasley?
Kara
all
Wasley
over.
Is just right there, yeah.
Kaylee Calver gets it in now to Yachmenov, who's come into the game for King Cove. Drives the baseline. Nice drive by Calver. Misses the shot. The rebound down to Togiak. Here comes Teresa Blue. Tries to throw it in and gets it right to a nice interception there by Newman, but she's called for traveling, and she couldn't quite stop. And she didn't dribble, so she ran with the ball. It'll belong to Togiak. Blue gets it in to Shannon Williams. Inside to Upton. Upton has the ball stolen away by Yachmenov. Gives it back to Newman. King Cove will bring the ball down. Kuzakin out front. Bounce pass now to Yachmenov. Right side Newman. Guarded closely again there by Kara Wasley. There's a nice bounce pass to Kazakin coming down the lane, puts up the 8-footer, no good, and the rebound down to Upton. Boy, there's a long pass, and that is too long as it goes way past everybody and out of bounds on the far end of the court by Togiak.
Blue was practically on the end line, and it went off the other end of the court, so she just coiled around and swung it as hard as she could.
I was going to say that wasn't really a throw. That was a sling. She slung the ball the length of the court, but it went out of bounds, and so King Cove will have it back. Now we're going to have a reach-in foul by Charity Andrews. And so that's the fourth team foul on Togiak. So it won't be a shooting foul. It'll be inbounds here for King Cove. Peyton Kazakin on the dribble out in front. There's a pass down the left side to Mary Yachminoff. Inside to Calver, who shoots and misses. The rebound on the floor. Here comes Charity Andrews for Togiak. She's going to dribble all the way. Dribble now down to the corner. Throws it back to Upton for three. No good. And the rebound taken down by Calver, and Calver is hit in the face by Upton, I believe. She's okay. But that'll be the fifth team foul on Togiak, and it'll be out of bounds here once again to King Cove. Chanel Newman will inbound it here. 6:20 to go in the half, and it's 12-7. King Cove, same score as it was at the end of the first quarter. Nobody scored yet in the second quarter. Mary Yachminoff.
Certainly plenty of action and good basketball playing here by both teams. Full court pressure, tighter man-to-man defense.
There's a long one put up by Newman. No good. Missed everything and went out of bounds, and the ball will go back here to Togiak.
Both teams have had plenty of time to acclimate to the area, especially after some long flights by King Cove.
Kara Wassily on the other end for Togiak. Shoots and misses. Rebound taken down by UTEC. UTEC ahead to Newman. Newman wasn't even aware it was coming. Now she gets a handle on the ball, gives it off to UTEC. Up, no good. Teresa Blue, another sling all the way down the floor. This one, two girls go for it, and there's a bit of a collision. I think they're going to call that foul on Shannon William, and it'll be the sixth team foul on Togiak, and it'll be out of bounds here again to King Cove. Togiak is full back on that full court press. So no problem bringing the ball down. Kazakin to Yachminoff. Offense being run here by King Cove. Now inside, the pass to UTEC. Back out to Newman. Like a zone defense here by Togiak. There's a long one put up by Yachminoff. That's a two-pointer. She stepped inside the line. 14-7 now, King Cove with the lead.
King Cove putting on full-court pressure now against Togiak.
Mary, oh, I hope I'm saying that name right, Mary Yachminoff. Yachminoff, something like that. Playing a good ball game here. It's going to be UTEC sitting back down. Into the ball game is going to come Shankel Mack. Ball belongs to Togiak here. King Cove with the lead, 14-7. Here comes Teresa Blue. Did a good job breaking the press, passing it ahead to Upton, up and in. Nice job by Togiak breaking the press with three long passes, just like you ordered there, Wes. Break those presses with passes. Nice shot by Upton, and it's 14-9 now, five-point lead for King Cove.
Upton really put it into a higher gear as she went right past Calver. Calver wasn't really paying attention, not expecting Togiak to break the press as easy as they did, and Upton went right past her.
It'll be King Cove ball. Kazakin over to Yachminoff. Oh, there's a pass a little bit high for Kaylee Calver off of her hand and out of bounds, and the ball will go back here to Togiak. Togiak will bring the ball down against some full-court pressure here by King Cove. Charity Andrews gets the pass ahead to Teresa Blue. Teresa fires up a sort of a shot. Doesn't go. King Cove with the rebound, but they throw it away on the way back up court. Here comes Aaliyah Upton on the dribble on the right side. Passes it to Blue. It's off of Blue and out of bounds. And the ball will go back to King Cove.
As you said yesterday, Upton of Togiak, a freshman, really has a good ball presence on the court right now for Togiak. And so if she stays in the Togiak area for any length of time, they've got a good ball player on their hands.
Nancy Lyon was telling me she had an older sister that was really a good ball player.
You know, I wondered if I remembered that name. I did, and I thought maybe she might have been a sophomore from last year, but sisters it is.
Haley Calver drove into the lane for King Cove, put up a shot. Doesn't go, but she's fouled. She's going to go to the free throw line. That's the second foul on Aaliyah Upton. Sixth team foul on Togiak. Be two shots here for Kaylee Calver.
She's got two currently right now.
Free throw is off the rim. No good. She'll have one more. We've got Emily Brandell coming back into the game and Mary Yachmanev sitting down for King Cove. And the free throw, second one here by Kaylee Calver, is up and no good. And the rebound taken down Shannon Williams. Long pass ahead now to Charity Andrews. Charity nowhere to go with it. Now she bounces it into Teresa Blue. She dribbles out, back out to Shannon Williams. Tried to throw it inside, stolen away by King Cove, but on the way up court, stolen right back by Togiak. Comes Charity Andrews out front to Shannon Williams for three. No good. Rebound taken down by Brandell. Calver. Calver throws it. She's fouled. That's going to be a foul on Shannon Williams. And that's going to be the 17th foul. I think that's going to send King Cove to the free throw line to shoot 1-1.
The time that Calver got the rebound, she turned around and headed down the court with a pass, and Brandel didn't know it was coming, and it was a short pass, and so Brandel hardly had time enough to get her hands above her shoulders to keep it from hitting her in the face, and Calver's got to let her players know that the ball is coming.
That's the third foul on Shannon Williams. That's a bit of an issue. We've still got almost 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter, and Shannon's already got her third foul. And they have one substitute on that Togiak bench, and she's going to come into the game. That's going to be Chelsea Abraham. And Shannon Williams, with those three fouls, is going to sit down. Haley Calver will shoot 1-1. 3:49 to go here in the first quarter. Still 14-9. King Cove with the lead. Haley Calver, no good on the free throw, but Mack up and in. Nice offensive rebound by Shankel Mack. She's got 2 points, four for the game, and it's a 16-9, 7-point lead for King Cove. Comes Togiak, Teresa Blue all the way down, puts up a shot off the sideboard, off the backboard, side of the backboard, and Teresa gets her own rebound, dribbles it right back out to the front. There's a nice steal by Kuzakin. She's all alone underneath the basket, lays it up, and good. Nice steal and conversion on the other end there by Peyton Kuzakin.
She's got eight.
8 points in the game, and it's a 9-point lead here for King Cove. Togiak, the pass ahead to Charity Andrews. Drives with her left hand, has to throw it back out front to Teresa Blue.
As you noticed, a lot of people should notice if they're in the crowd, Blue has an awfully high dribble, and so she can easily get it taken away.
Nice hustle back on defense here by Aaliyah Upton. Stops the fast break by King Cove. We've got a whistle on the floor, and it's going to be a turnover on King Cove, and it will be Togiak ball. Kara Wassley will throw it in. Into Charity Andrews. Andrews drives through two King Cove players ahead to Upton. Upton can take it all the way in. Lay it up and in. Nice way to break the press there again. And Aaliyah Upton scores.
She's got four.
18-11 now. King Cove with the lead. There's going to be a foul on Charity Andrews.
Togiak's trying to tip the ball, but that arm is outreached, and get hit with an arm. King Cove goes to the free throw line, and at this point in time, 10 team fouls for Togiak, and they really cannot afford any fouls or trips to the free throw line for King Cove.
Free throws are shot here by Peyton Kuzakin. She hits the first one, and that's the third foul on Charity Andrews. So Shannon Williams comes back in the game, and she's got three fouls. So two girls for Togiak with three fouls. That's going to be a problem for them as the game goes along. Second free throw is no good by Kuzakin. And the offensive rebound here by King Cove, and then she's tied up by a Huskies player, and the possession arrow goes here to King Cove. The Lady Rookies lead at 19-11 with 2.5 minutes to go here in the half. Brandell throws it in, tried to get it into Mack. Ball is stolen away by Togiak. Here comes Shannon Williams all the way down the court, lays it up and in. Nice job, Shannon Williams. 19-13, Kodiak's back to within six. Here comes Peyton Kuzakin. Three-point line, fires up the three-pointer. No good. Newman on the rebound. Back out front to Brando. Right side, Newman on the baseline. Puts up a shot way short. And the rebound taken down by Andrews. Here's a chance for Togiak to get even a little bit closer. There was a long pass. Ill-advised. Went right past the Kara Wassily and out of bounds. And the ball will go right back to King Cove. 2 minutes to go here in the half. 6-point lead for King Cove, 19-13. Here comes Kaylee Calver with it. On the right side to Newman. Three-pointer, nothing but net. Well, that was a good-looking shot. High-arching shot. Didn't even hardly move the net when it went through. That was the three-pointer by Newman.
Five for Newman.
And it's 22-13. Back to the 9-point lead for King Cove. Here comes Upton right down the lane. Oh, nice move up and in by Aaliyah Upton. She is a good handler of the basketball and converts the layup as she drove down the lane.
Full court pressure again applied by Togiak.
Here's Brandel, guarded by Williams. He's already got three fouls, so she wants to be careful. Here's Calver, back out to Brandel for three. No good. Rebound to Calver, up and no good. Rebound taken down by Teresa Blue for Togiak. Comes Shannon Williams, bounce pass to Upton. She's going to take it right down the lane, and wow, the ball was blocked, they're saying. No foul. Out of bounds, off the hands of one of the King Cove players. So it'll be Togiak ball here. 1 minute and 1 second to go in the half. Aaliyah Upton to throw it in for Togiak. Long pass in, almost stolen away there by Kuzakin, but she knocked it out of bounds, and it'll go back to Togiak here. It'll be Shannon Williams, gets it into Teresa Blue. Blue, she's going to try a long, long three-pointer. Rebound down to King Cove. Here's Newman ahead to Kuzakin on the layup. Misses it. Newman tries to put it back in. She misses it and then saves it to Calver, who shoots. She misses. And the rebound finally taken down here by Aaliyah Upton. She's going to head all the way down the floor. Drives in. Stops. Nowhere to go with it. Has the ball taken away from her. And it's going to be off of Shannon William, and it's going to go right back to King Cove.
Mack had absolutely perfect defensive maneuver when Upton was coming down that right side. She just stood on that low post, had her hands up, didn't move at all. Upton just tried to. Ooh, and a nice pass to
Nice pass Mack. From Kuzakin into Shankel Mack, who puts it up and in for King Cove. 24-15, 9-point lead for King Cove. Under 20 seconds to go. Over to Abraham, who's in the ball game for Togiak. Out front to Blue. Blue's pass high to Williams. It's going to go out of bounds. And the ball will go back once again to King Cove. 24-15 with 10 seconds to go. King Cove inbounds it. Here comes Kuzakin. Drives down the cross midfloor. Drives all the way down to the baseline. And loses a handle on the ball. They're going to say that it's a reach-in foul. Boy, that's costly with just 5 seconds left. It's going to be a foul. Third one, I believe, on Upton. So three Togiak players with three fouls. They're really playing aggressive defense, but it's kind of costing them with lots of fouls.
Well, lots of things can be said about that last foul by Upton. You know, he was definitely heading for the baseline, and Upton had a really good position on her, and she could have let her go to the baseline, but
reached in and got the foul.
Yeah.
Two free throws by Kuzakin make it 26-15. 5 seconds to go here. Upton throws it into Teresa Blue. Teresa throws at the court. Stolen away by Brandel. Brandel didn't have a chance to shoot before the half comes to an end. You heard the buzzer sound. And it's halftime here of the first game of the day at the 2015 Bristol Bay Round Robin. 26-15, King Cove with the lead. We'll just keep it here, and then we'll take a break after we tell you about the scoring in the first half.
Our halftime is being brought to you by Delta Western, Alaska West Freight, Naknek Community Bible Chapel, Peninsula Automotive, Bristol Bay Telephone, Riverside Chapel, King Flying Service, Hilltop Christian Fellowship, Coastal Surveyors, all fine sponsors bringing us Togiak and the King Cove game this afternoon.
Once again, we're here at halftime, and King Cove is leading 26-15 at halftime. How'd the scoring go there in the first half, Wes?
Upton for the Togiak Huskies has 6, 4 for Andrew, 1 for Blue. Shannon Williams has 4 for the Huskies. For the King Cove rookies, Leading the way is Peyton Kazakin with 11, 5 for Newman, 2 for Calver, 6 for Mack, and Mary Yechmenev has 2 points.
Togiak tried to press and didn't have a lot of success. They got maybe a couple turnovers off of it. Mostly they got fouls is what they got out of their press, and they're in some foul trouble. Three girls with 3 fouls, so they're going to have to watch it here in the half. They don't have a deep bench at all. They've only got one girl to come off the bench, so I'm not sure if they'll stay in the press, but need to figure out some way to stop King Cove and get some baskets on the offensive end as they trail by 11.
King Cove dribbling through their full-court pressure that has been applied to them. Again, they do better when you pass, and that's exactly what Togiak was able to do when King Cove was pressuring full court. 3 passes and a layup by Upton.
Mm-hmm.
Very quick. Upton doing a fine job for Togiak right now. She does have 3 personal fouls, so she will have to be careful this second half.
Yep, that would be a key for Togiak if they can get some baskets like they did when they broke the press and got some easy layups. So, well, we're going to take a break here once again at halftime of the King Cove Togiak ball game, girls ball game here. First game of the day on the second day of the 2015 Bristol Bay Round Robin. We've got King Cove leading Togiak girls 26-15. We'll take about a 6-minute break, and we will be back for the second half as we are at the 2015 Bristol Bay Round Robin, ready for second half action in the first game of the day here between King Cove Lady Rookies and the Togiak Lady Huskies. Once again, King Cove leads it here 26-15 at the half.
We would like to thank our halftime sponsors, Delta Western, Alaska West Freight, Naknek Community Bible Chapel, Peninsula Automotive, Bristol Bay Telephone, Riverside Chapel, King Flying Service, Hilltop Christian Fellowship, Coastal Surveyors, all fine sponsors of our coverage of the 2015 Round Robin. If you would like, excuse me, Jeff, to watch the game on the Internet right now down in King Cove, you can call your friends and relatives worldwide and tell them to go to bbbsd.net/live. You can see coverage of our 2015 Round Robin here in Naknek.
3 more games to go here today. The game just following this one will be the Togiak and Manicotic boys. That game's supposed to start at about 5:30, and then Bristol Bay and Dillingham. First the girls at 7 o'clock, and then the boys' game at 8:30. If you're in the Naknek area, come on out. And the gym is nice and warm. Good place to come inside and watch a basketball game, or you can listen to those games right here on KAKN. You can even watch them on the Internet, as Wes just mentioned, on bbbsd.net/live. We are ready to go here with the second half. It'll be Togiak ball. They're down by 11. They need to get something figured out here to get back into the game. Shannon William to throw the ball in. Not sure what we're waiting on. Everybody's on the floor and waiting for the scorer's table to signal that they're ready to go, I think. Again, Les Nashukbuk and Nancy Lyon are our referees for the ball game. The whistle blows, and we are
having a little bit of a scorekeeper's trouble finding out who's playing this quarter. Last night, it took Togiak well into the third quarter before they started to mount some points up on the board. So to get back into the game, Togiak's going to have to do the same thing.
Shannon William with the ball as we begin the second half. Togiak working their offense. Shannon to Teresa Blue. I would try to figure out how to get Upton more into the offense here. She's one of the big threats for Togiak, and I'd get the ball to her. Kara Wasley out to Upton. Upton drives the right baseline, stops, shoots up the 10-footer. No good. Ball off the hand, I believe, off of Calver for King Cove. It'll belong to Togiak once again. Teresa Blue will throw it inbounds.
Calver does have a little bit of a height advantage with her longer arms than Blue does.
Inbounds pass came to Charity Andrews. She threw it to Upton, but Upton was not watching. He was getting ready to set a screen, and the ball hit her in the back. And it's on the floor. It'll belong to King Cove. Just underway here in the second half. King Cove now with the ball and the 11-point lead.
Full court pressure being applied by Togiak.
There's a pass ahead to Newman. Newman 12-footer off the backboard and in. Nice shot by Chanel Newman.
7 points.
And it's 28-15. Right away, King Cove expands that halftime lead to 28-15. There's Teresa Blue on the dribble. Gives it off to Shannon Williams. Nice pass underneath to Kara Wassley. Up and in. Nice job with the ball movement there by Togiak. And to Kara Wassley with the basket, and it's 28-17. King Cove able to break the press. Gets the pass ahead. Stolen away here by Upton. Upton with the long pass.
Whoa,
too long. Well, she threw it to Shannon Williams. Shannon was running. She stopped. If she'd have kept running, she probably would have caught the ball in stride.
Yep.
But she stopped, and it sailed over her head and out of bounds. And it's a Togiak turnover. Here comes the King Cove rookies once again. Newman down to Calver. Out to Blandell, up for the shot. Blandell, no good. Rebound down to Upton. Gives it off to Teresa Blue. And Togiak will run their offense once again. Teresa Blue at the top of the key. Inside to Upton. Upton turns. Passes it back out to Charity Andrews. Up and in. Nice little shot by Charity Andrews.
She's got six.
Togiak a little more effective on offense here in the second half. If they can get some stops, now they can get back in this game. There's a nice pass underneath to Calver. Misses the first shot, gets her own rebound, puts it right back up and in. Kaylee Calver has 4 points, and it's an 11-point lead for King Cove, 30-19. Shannon Williams brings it down now for the Huskies. To Andrews, Charity Andrews. Now to Teresa Blue. She steps outside the three-point line, fires it up from the baseline. No good. Rebound taken down by, looks like it was going to be UTEC of King Cove, but it's stolen away here by Charity Andrews. There's a long three-pointer by Shannon Williams. Nothing but net. Nice shot, Shannon Williams.
7 points.
And it's 30-22. Togiak back to within eight. Here's a steal on the way down. Nice pass ahead to Kara Wassley. Kara lays it up. No good. And the rebound taken down by Kuzakin. Peyton Kuzakin right down the middle of the floor. Right side to Brendel. Shoots it up, no good. Rebound to Calver. She shoots, misses, gets her own rebound again, and puts it back up.
6 points.
That's a way to pad your statistics. She's taking two times every time, so she gets a rebound and 2 points.
I would rather have the points than the rebounds any day.
But anyway, she's got 6 points, and it's back to a 10-point lead now for King Cove, 32-22.
Calver puts up a nice, tender shot, so she's right underneath the basket. When the last couple of times she's had her offensive rebound. So just something that you have to be aware of, not to shoot it so hard.
Another three-pointer by Shannon Williams. Her shot is no good. Rebound down to King Cove. Kuzakin. Boy, she almost got fouled by Upton there. She doesn't want to do that. That would be Upton's fourth foul. There's Brandell inside to UTEC. Ball's knocked out of her hands. It's going to be off of Togiak. It'll stay King Cove ball.
UTEC and Calver, the two taller girls for the rookies, doing a fine job underneath.
Calver will throw it inbounds here. Gets it into UTEC. She stole, throws it right into the hands of Charity Andrews. Here comes Charity the other way for Togiak. Drives, puts the shot up, no good. Didn't cut towards the basket. Kind of tried to stop about 6 feet on the right side. Misses the shot. Rebound comes down to King Cove. Newman for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken down by UTEC. Brandell now drives up the lane. Kuzakin inside to Calver. Shoots, misses, but she's fouled. That's going to be foul number four, I believe, on Charity Andrews. Calver will shoot two.
Definitely cannot afford any personal fouls on the Togiak Huskies if they want to stay in this game.
That's the fourth foul on Charity Andrews. She's going to be sitting down here when they get a chance to make a substitution. First free throw by Calver is no good. Each team's going to bring a substitute in for Togiak. Chelsea Abraham comes in as Charity Andrews sits down with four fouls. And then also it's Shankal Mack into the ball game for King Cove. Second free throw is good by Calver.
7 points.
She's got seven, and it's an 11-point King Cove lead. Feel like Togiak's right on the verge of making a run and getting back in this game, but they need a couple of stops. The shot put up by Blue is no good. Back up and in on the putback by Shannon Williams.
9 points.
9 points for Shannon, and it's a 9-point ball game. Full court press here by Togiak. They throw it away. There's a steal by Abraham. Underneath to Shannon William. Back out to Teresa Blue. Blue drives in, shoots, misses, gets her own rebound. Throws it out to Shannon William. William drives in the lane, puts up a tough shot, and she's fouled hard. That's going to be on Kaylee Calver, and Shannon's going to shoot a couple of free throws. Nice job here. The press working for Togiak that time.
You know, and they bring it out, wait for the defense to come out. You know, Togiak does, and then they cut to the basket. There's been two or three cuts for Togiak into that basket without any results, but at least they're giving it the All-American try.
A couple of free throws here for Shannon William. She misses the first one. I wonder if that's a typo. She's supposed to have an S on the end of that name. Most people, it's Williams. And hard to say William, not Williams. Second free throw is also missed by Shannon William. And the rebound is, there's a tie-up. And the possession arrow goes here to Togiak. So they have a chance to cut into that lead a little more.
A good opportunity that they really have to make points on.
Aaliyah Upton throws it inbound. Pass comes right back to her. She shoots and misses. And the rebound taken down by Calvert on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball. This time it'll go to King Cove. Good hustle by Aaliyah Upton. Here comes the press by Togiak.
And Upton really likes that center of the lane right now.
Long pass ahead to Newman. Newman is fouled by Abraham. Abraham kind of lost her balance, came over the back of Newman, and just about squished her to the ground there. 33-24, 9-point lead for King Cove with 3:21 to go here in the third quarter. Looks like Emily Brandel will throw it in. It's in the Kuzakin. Dribbles out front, left side now to Newman. Randall inside. Tried to get it into Calvert. Stolen away by Blue. Blue ahead to Williams. Up. No good. Shannon misses the layup. Rebound down to King Cove. Here comes Kuzakin. That's going to be the fourth foul on Upton. She reaches in, and so the second Togiak player with four fouls. And we said earlier in the first half, fouls could become a real issue, and that's looking like that's going to come to reality here.
Upton's got to play defense with her feet instead of with her arms, because you'll get a foul every time with your arm.
Yeah, it's not a tough call to make the way she reaches in, because she really reaches in. There's a three-pointer by Newman. Wow. Upton almost picked up her fifth foul right there. Misses the shot, does Newman, and King Cove ball. Here's UTEC up and in. Nice pass to UTEC, and she lays it up and in. It's 35-24, back to the 11-point lead for King Cove.
First two for UTEC.
2.5 minutes to go in the game. Turnaround jumper by Blue is no good. Rebound down to Newman. Throws it ahead to Kuzakin. Kuzakin guarded by Williams. Don't get the foul. She doesn't. But Kuzakin puts it up and in.
13 points.
She's got 13, and that's exactly what King Cove leads it by here, 37-24. Upton with the ball, drives into the lane. Oh, she's guarded, and you could hear that foul with our headsets on.
That's what I was just going to say. That one was clear and crisp.
You could just hear a loud slap there. And so that foul, I believe, was on Calver. That's her second foul. Puts Aaliyah Upton on the free throw line. Aaliyah will shoot two. The first one is perfect.
7 points.
7 points for Aaliyah. 37-25. King Cove with the 12-point lead. 2:10 to go in the third quarter. Second free throw by Aaliyah. A little bit hard. She manages to almost get the rebound herself.
That is new in high school basketball. You can leave the free throw line, from what I have been told, the minute the ball leaves your hand. And I still think they ought to wait for the ball to hit the rim before anyone can jump in.
There's a steal on the inbounds pass by Kara Wasley. Wow. Here comes Kuzakin. Throws the ball the length of the floor up to Mack. Up and in by Shankel Mack.
Mack with eight.
She has 8 points, 39-25. Now the lead for King Cove with a minute 45 to go here in the third quarter. Teresa Blue throws the ball inside to Williams, over to Upton. Upton drives, tries to shoot, and they're going to call a traveling call on Upton. And she's going to go back the other way. King Cove will bring it down against this full court press. Kazakin heads down the left side. Weaves her way through traffic. Gets it off to Newman. Fires up a 15-footer. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up. No good. Teresa Blue with the rebound now for Togiak. She thought about swinging at the length of the court. Decides not to. Just hands it off to Upton instead. Right back to Teresa. Minute 20 to go now in this third quarter. Blue tries to get it inside to Williams. Williams' turnaround shot. No good. And the rebound is going to go out of bounds. It'll belong to King Cove.
Togiak getting shots off, but they're just a little bit further out than they really planned.
There's a nice steal by Upton. Press works for Togiak. Upton will bring it all the way down the floor, drives right up the middle, lays it up, and good. Nice steal and full length of the court dribble by Aaliyah Upton.
Nine
points for Aaliyah. 39-27, 50 seconds to go here in the quarter. Ahead to Mack, up and in, Shankel Mack. So they broke the press easily that time and got the easy layup on the other end.
10 points for Mack.
And it's 41-27. 35 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Shannon Williams on the dribble for Togiak, gets it into Blue. Blue in heavy traffic, dribbles through there. She's called for double dribble, and it'll go back to King Cove.
Right now, King Cove jogging down the court, whereas Togiak taking their sweet old time.
Comes Kazakin off to Newman. Newman's got some girls wide open under the basket. Now tries to get it in to Mack. Mack turns, guarded very closely by Upton. Newman back out front. 15 seconds to go. Inside, nice. Almost stolen by Shannon Williams. Back out to Kazakin with 8 seconds. Newman on the right side. Three-pointer with 5 seconds is good. Nice shot by Chanel Newman. And the buzzer sounds. And a little late run there by King Cove stretches the lead out to 44-27 at the end of the third quarter. We'll just keep it right here.
Newman with 10 points. Kazakin with 13 so far for the rookies. Utek with 2 points. Calva with 7. Shankel Mack with 10. 2 points for Mary Ichminov. Togiak, like I said, they start showing a little bit of signs in the third quarter. Upton with 9 thus far. Kara Wassily with 2. Andrews with 6. Blue with 1. 9 for Williams. Togiak really needs to try to get more turnovers on that full court pressure and convert those turnovers into points. They've had plenty of opportunities with King Cove throwing the ball away, but they've yet to convert on those turnovers.
Both teams back on the floor now. We're just about ready for the final quarter in this first game of the day. 44-27, 17-point lead here for King Cove. It'll be Togiak ball to start the quarter. Aaliyah Upton will throw it in. Once again, we're kind of waiting to get going here. And the referee signal that we're ready to go. And Aaliyah Upton will throw it in to Shannon William. We're underway in quarter number 4. Shannon William holds her hand up. She's signaling that this is play number 3. We'll see what it is. Down in the corner to Kara Wassily. Right out front to Charity Andrews. All the way over to Abraham. There's a three-pointer put up by Upton. No good. Right into the hands of UTEC with a nice rebound. Gets it over to Kazakin. Kazakin guarded by Charity Andrews. Comes Kazakin all the way down the floor. Bounce pass to Newman. Out front here to Kazakin. Once again over to Newman. Nobody near her. Into Mack. Mack backs in, puts a shot up. No foul call. Ball on the floor, picked up now by Kara Wassily. Ahead to Charity Andrews. Here comes Togiak. Up and in by Charity Andrews. Nice shot.
That was a nice set stop and shot by Andrews. Very comfortable, it looked like she was.
On the way up. Oh, stolen away here by Togiak. Shannon William with the good defense.
Good,
Shannon dribbles down the right side. Puts up a wild shot. Oh, just falls off the rim. No good. Rebound to Wassily. Out to Upton. Upton for 2. No good. And the rebound taken away by Wassily. Boy, Togiak's out hustling for the rebounds here. Another shot. That one no good. gathered in again by Charity Andrews and threw it to Upton, hit her in the knee and rolled out of bounds. The ball will go back to King Cove. A lot of action, no scoring.
Andrew was just moments away from sliding her foot. That's why it was such a hard pass.
There's a long pass way down court for King Cove, gathered in by UTEC, right underneath the basket, lays it up and in. She's got four, is it?
No, look.
UTEC?
Four, yes.
Four for UTEC, and it's a 46-29 lead for King Cove. Ogiak will run their offense now. Shannon Andrews, way down in the corner. Kara Wassily left wide open. She's going to shoot the three. It's no good. The rebound to Abraham of Togiak. Here comes Charity Andrews. Shoots, misses. Throws it out to Wassily. Way out front now to Upton. Togiak running their offense. Under 6 minutes to go in the game. Upton has the ball almost stolen away by Buzakin, but it goes out of bounds. A couple of substitutes are going to come in. Teresa Blue in for Abraham for Togiak, and Mack will sit down, and back into the game is Yetchmenev for King Cove.
You got UTEC, Calver, and Mack under the basket for King Cove, and they're doing an awesome job.
It's a nice drive up the lane by Upton. Can't quite make the shot. Here is King Cove runs up the floor. They throw it, stolen away by Shannon William. Togiak, a little more aggressive on defense, doing a good job here. Ball on the floor. Three or four girls go after it, and there's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow. Possession arrow is going to go to King Cove.
William of Togiak was doing a fine job on defense. She had the interception on that pressure, but as she was trying to do her dribbling maneuvers, loses it to King Cove.
Calver called for double dribble. She knew it, too. You could tell when she laid the ball down for the second time that she got a look on her face like, oops. And the ball goes back to Togiak.
Calver coming way out toward the center circle to put some pressure on the guard position.
Upton gets the pass up the middle, tries to shoot, has the ball taken out of her hands, picked up by Calver. Calver to Newman. Newman down the other way, has the ball lost on the floor. Picked up here by Charity Andrew. Here comes Togiak. Ahead to Upton. Up and no good. Ball battle for here. Charity Andrew shoots, misses. Couple good opportunities for Togiak. Can't get anything to go. And the ball comes out again for King Cove. They still lead it here by 17 points, 46-29, with 4.5 minutes to go. And we've got a timeout by the coach from King Cove.
Togiak doing an awesome job trying to get back into this ball game. Full court pressure, a couple of turnovers by King Cove, yet they cannot convert on those turnovers, which you're expending all that energy for nothing in the long run. Short run, you think you're getting some good turnovers, and you are. However, you really have got to pay attention to your teammates and not throw out of bounds, which is what Togiak has done multiple times.
To the timeout here, the ball will belong to King Cove.
Again, Upton with four personal fouls, and she really is playing hard defense down on the low post.
So the ball comes in to Kuzakin. She's just going to dribble very slowly out front, content to let the clock run out. Now Shannon Williams is going to come out and guard her. She drives down to Newman from the right baseline, shoots and misses. Nice rebound, Charity Andrews. Here come the Huskies. Charity crosses mid-stripe. Gives it back to Teresa Blue. Teresa is going to fire a long three-pointer up. No good. Nice rebound and put back by Shannon Williams. Can't get it to fall. And the ball's off of her hands when she tries to rebound it. Knocked out of there by a King Cove player, so it'll be Huskies' ball once again. We're halfway through the fourth quarter. There's a long three-pointer by Upton. No good. Rebound down to UTEC. Gives it off now to Kuzakin. Kuzakin drives down the right side. Newman inside to Yetchmenev, who puts it up and in. Nice pass. And nice basket by Yetchmenev.
Four for Mary. When Newman got that ball, she knew she was going to pass to Mary underneath. And, I mean, she just had it for a split second.
There's a tie-up as Shannon Williams tried to go through the lane, and that was Kuzakin, and reached in and grabbed the ball. Possession arrow goes here to Togiak. So it'll be Teresa Blue to throw it in for Togiak. Long inbounds pass to Shannon Williams. Right into the corner here to Charity Andrews, who drives in, shoots, misses. Rebound taken down by Calver. It's going to be a reach-in on Charity Andrews, and I believe that that's her fifth foul. So she's going to sit down, making her fifth foul. Nice sportsmanship as the King Cove girls go over and shake her hand. Played a whale of a game, Charity Andrews did. She's done for the day with that fifth foul.
And 8 points.
8 points on the afternoon. So it'll be inbounded here by King Cove with 3.5 minutes to go in the game. Kuzakin will bring it down.
Ooh.
Bounce pass to Calver, up and in. Was that Calver or is that UTEC? That was UTEC. UTEC.
Got six.
6 points. And 50-29 now. King Cove with a comfortable 21-point lead here with just 3 minutes to go. Teresa Blue, nice bounce pass into Wassily. She mishandles it and is picked up by King Cove. And there was
a freebie there.
Tough reach-in foul there that was not called. King Cove runs their offense. There's Kuzakin, left side to Calver, long 18-footer. No good. Rebound UTEC up and in. Nice job by Kiana UTEC. She's got 8 points, and it's 52-29. King Cove with the big lead here with 2.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Teresa Blue for Togiak. Had it at the free throw line, dribbles it back out. Neither team letting up as we get near the end. There's a shot by Shannon Williams, no good. Rebound to Yetchmenev. She's going to take it all the way. Gets a nice screen from Newman, and she's run into by Teresa Blue. Teresa doesn't have four fouls, though. She's one of the Togiak players that's not in foul trouble, I believe. It'll send Yetchmenev. Mary Yetchmenev, Mary Lee, to the free throw line to shoot two. That's just the second foul on Teresa Blue. Yetchmenev will shoot two. First one is good.
5 points. Togiak only has two team fouls here in the fourth period, so they have, five.
Second free throw is no good. Rebound taken down by Shannon Williams. Throws it way ahead to Upton. Nice bounce pass. Tried to get it to Kara Wassily. It's stolen away by King Cove. Here comes Kuzakin. Ahead to Brandell, who lays it up and in. Nice job by King Cove.
Emily's first 2 points.
55-29 now with under 2 minutes to go in the game. Looks like King Cove is going to win this one. There's a long three-pointer by Abraham. No good. Rebound down to Newman. Newman heads down the left side, and she is fouled there by Teresa Blue, it looks like.
Just as we were saying that they were playing some very good defense, they start to make some personal fouls.
Yep, that's the third foul now on Teresa Blue. I am surprised, really, the way they reach in that Upton is still in the ball game. And Shannon Williams is still in the ballgame. They've had four fouls apiece for quite a while here in the second half. Boy, there's a lane wide open. Nice drive up the lane by Kuzakin. Peyton Kuzakin scores for King Cove.
15 points for Peyton.
57-29 now. King Cove leads it with a minute and 25 to go here in the ballgame. Shannon Williams passes to Teresa Blue. These two teams will both be in action tomorrow as well. There's a long one down from the left baseline by Teresa Blue. No good. The rebound down to Brandell. Pass nice. Went ahead to Yetchmenev. Back to Newman. Up. No good. But the putback up and in by Mary Yetchmenev.
Seven.
He's got seven, and it's 59-29. We've got under a minute to go in the ball game as Togiak brings the ball down. Shannon Williams gets it inside to Blue. Blue, little shot. No good. Gets her own rebound. Gives it to Williams. Up. And Williams is going to be fouled. He's going to get to shoot a couple of free throws. Looks like that one's going to be on Kaylee Calver. She's immediately walking to the bench. That's not her fifth foul, is it?
I'm unaware of that.
Just her third foul. She just wanted to go over and talk to the coach, I guess.
Yeah,
she had that look of when she committed the foul. She immediately headed for the bench. Just like, I know that's my fifth one, but it wasn't. Just her third foul. Free throw up and good by Shannon Williams.
10 points.
Shannon having a good ball game here. 45 seconds to go in the game. 59-30. This one is going to go for King Cove. Second free throw is no good. And we've got a lane violation. That's going to be on Yachmenev. So Shannon will get to shoot another free throw.
And that's what you get with that new rule implemented. As soon as it... So one person can fake it, you know, and the other person thinks they're shooting, and you get another chance just like that.
So she hits the second chance at that second free throw.
11 points for William.
And here comes Kuzakin. Left side to Brandel. Down low to Calver. Back out front to Kuzakin. They're going to be content to try to run the clock out. And there, I believe, we've just had Shannon Williams foul out. She reached in on Kuzakin, and that's her fifth foul. She's going to sit down, and that's going to leave Togiak with only four players. Referee goes over to the scorer's table and says that's a foul. They're saying that's the fourth foul on Williams?
Well, that's kind of like what it says up there.
Well, I thought that was her fifth for sure. She thought it was, too. The girls were starting to congratulate her, but, you know, her kind of acknowledged that she played a good game, but she's still in the ballgame. Free throw was good by Kuzakin.
16 points. She's really sparked the rookies during this afternoon game.
Got both of her free throws, and it's a 61-31 ball game here. King Cove with a comfortable lead with only 30 seconds to go in the game. Shannon Williams on the right side to Blue. Blue for three, nothing but net. Nice shot, Teresa Blue.
She could have been shooting him earlier in the day.
Yeah.
4 points for Blue.
20 seconds to go as King Cove brings the ball down. Kuzakin to Brandel. Back to Kuzakin, dribbles out front. Long pass into the corner to Newman. Under just 10 seconds here, 3 seconds. Brandel fires one up, and just off the front of the rim, no good. And this ball game has ended with King Cove winning it 61-34. Good ball game by both teams. We'll want to make note here of those that sponsor basketball here on KAKN. Glad also to have listeners from KSDP, 8:30 a.m. down in Sandpoint listening as well. We want to thank Delta Western, Penn Air, Glacier Construction, Alaska Sportsman's Bear Trail Lodge, Hilltop Christian Fellowship, CNC Heating, Worldwide Fuel, Bristol Bay Cellular, Leader Creek Fisheries, NEA, NACNA Community Bible Chapel, King Flying Service, Alan Lou's Bed and Breakfast, D&D Restaurant, and Bristol Bay Borough for sponsoring basketball here on KAKN. Once again, 61-34, King Cove defeats the Togiak Lady Huskies. Wes, give us a quick rundown of the scoring for the ballgame.
For the Huskies, they were led by Shannon Williams with 11 points, Upton with 9, 8 points for Andrew, Blue had 4, and Wassily with 2. Peyton Kuzakin had 17 points for the King Cove rookies, 10 for Newman, 10 for Mack, 8 for Utek, Calver with 7, Yachmenev with 7, and 2 from Emily Brandel.
So a good ball game for both teams, but the win goes to King Cove. So thanks for listening to basketball here on KAKN and KSDP. We'll be back in about 15 minutes for the next ball game. It ought to be a fun one between the Manicotic boys and the Togiak boys. So thanks for listening. We'll be back on the air on KAKN in about 15 minutes. Have a good afternoon.